on the far right, there is this growing virus, and not enough. It feels like not enough leaders on the right call it out. They sort of, there's an appeasement of it, to be generous.
Yes, there's on the right, there's an appeasement of left-wing radicals shooting up grocery stores in Buffalo, New York. This is a classic demonstration of information dominance, of the most insidious power that the news media has, which is the power to ignore. They have framed up the Buffalo mass murder as a Republican racist killing black people. The guy's a racist. He's an anti-Semite. He hates Fox News. Too many Jews, you know. Went after Mike Chernovich on the internet, not exactly a left-winger, and self-describes as a now former communist who is, he's evolved, you know, that's what the left does. They evolve into an authoritarian leftist. And that's how he describes himself in his own manifesto, which is a word that NPR, National Panhandler Radio, at taxpayer expense, refuses to use because they believe it bestows too much legitimacy on it, whereas dossier, I think, was a word that they used 10,000 times to describe Hillary Clinton's opposition research, which was not a dossier at all. It was a slanderous smear, a criminal slanderous smear. But setting that aside, hey, happy Monday to you, and welcome. Hope you had a swell weekend and maybe saw the big lunar eclipse last night, which was a lot of fun. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625 if you'd like to join in the broadcast. Because, you know, this is a democratic forum in the, you know, in the classical sense. Not like these lefties. This is the Democratic Party isn't. But that was Chunk Todd, of course, who is a former Democrat Senate campaign staffer. His wife, of course, has done lots of work for the Bernie Sanders campaign, brought in millions of dollars from the socialist Bernie the Bolshevik campaign. And boy, there are a lot of amazing things to say about this, but the manifesto that the mass murderer in Buffalo left behind make it clear that he's not a Republican, that he's not a conservative, that he's not a right-winger. But the news media has the power to erase that. What was the... It reminds me of the Malcolm X line. Remember the Malcolm X? And we actually found a soundbite of Malcolm X, who we sometimes like to call Malcolm the 10th. Malcolm X, way back in the 1960s, before he was murdered by a radical Islamist, they recently found them not guilty or something, because everybody's just so full of it these days. But Malcolm X summed up the media, the power of the media, this way.
With skillful manipulating of the press, they're able to make the victim look like the criminal, and the criminal look like the victim.
Now, that's power. Now, this guy's not the victim, but they've turned him into a Republican, when in fact, because they have that power. And that's essentially what Malcolm the 10th was talking about there. He was right about an awful lot of things, by the way, and way ahead of his time on a whole lot of things as well. But when this psychopath and racist turns out to be a self-described leftist, the news media just goes right ahead and describes him as a Republican anyway. Rolling Stone magazine, and this is kind of an amazing story, actually. Rolling Stone magazine had the crazy headline, "The Buffalo shooter isn't a lone wolf. He's a mainstream Republican." That's the headline. And the woman that wrote the story is a New Yorker, a now former writer at The New Yorker, who had to resign from The New Yorker after she was fired with extreme prejudice for accusing an ICE agent of having a Nazi tattoo when she didn't understand the tattoo. She went ahead and wrote and accused ICE because, you know, that's what we got, all kinds of Democrats accusing law enforcement of being Nazis and all this stuff. And then they kill 40% of the black population and give out awards for it. But that's OK. Yeah. So this New Yorker magazine staffer, whose name is Talia Lavin, published this slanderous and false story about a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who had a U.S. Marine Corps tattoo, and she said it's a Nazi symbol because she's too stupid to know anything about the Marine Corps or Nazi Germany, the National Socialist German Workers Party. And, oh, gosh, I feel like I made a small mistake and it destroyed my life. Well, you know, there's always Tijuana, the just amazing. So she was fired, but now she's at Rolling Stone, and her headline is "The Buffalo Shooter Isn't a Lone Wolf, He's a Mainstream Republican." Now, she should be fired for that and obviously never work in journalism again because she has the scruples of, you know, a street prostitute, I think. Would that be generous to say? I think it probably would be generous to say. But this is what they published, and that was Chunk Todd. Oh, yeah, these right-wing Republicans. You know, only one problem with that, and that is the way that the gunman described himself. That's all. And his hatred of Fox News, who he attacked, while they're trying to blame Tucker Carlson, because he apparently once discussed on his show replacement theory. Is that what they call it, replacement theory? And, you know, which is a perfectly legitimate discussion because the left is hostile to the United States of America, and they always have been. And speaking of which, Senator Tom Cotton has a book coming out on that subject and how the left has been hell-bent on destroying America for a century now. And now they've secured power as never before, having taken over the Democratic Party. See the squad and Nancy Pelosi and the rest. But let me go to, let's go to some audio of the news media yesterday. Now, again, this is vitally important to the telling of the story. He posted a picture of Jewish people that appear on Fox News and attacked them with, they all have Israeli flags behind them, and launched an anti-Semitic attack against them. By the way, you know, I believe to this day, the majority of hate crimes in New York City are against Jewish people and Jewish locations, synagogues and so on. And I had a story from the New York Times last year where they had to grudgingly admit that with all the people arrested for Jewish hate crimes, anti-Jewish hate crimes, not a single one of them, according to the prosecutors, qualified as right wing, which means they're all left wing, mostly young black males attacking Jewish people and Jewish synagogues, like the Asian attacks. Remember the news media? What happened to the Asian attacks? It was like Summer of the Shark. They just stopped talking about them, or they stopped happening. And every video we saw was not of a white guy attacking. Another not a white supremacist moment. So here's the mad killer in Buffalo, New York. He says, when I was 12, I was deep into communist ideology. 12 years old. Talked to his parents. Deep into communist ideology. He says, talk to anyone from my old high school and ask about me, and you'll hear that. Then he says, from age 15 to 18, however, I consistently moved farther to the right. That's the clip that the news media will snatch and leave it at that. Then he continues, on the political compass, maybe the political spectrum, I fall in the mild, moderate, authoritarian left category. Now, that's him describing himself. He says, and I would prefer to be called a populist. Well, now you're called a mass murderer and a racist, and you are a racist and an anti-Semite and a mass murderer who self-describes as authoritarian left, and at the age of 18, the ripe old age, spending the rest of his life in prison, he is a former communist who then evolved to authoritarian left, keeping in mind that communists are the biggest murderers in the history of the world. Let's go to our news media now. Okay, so let's go to number 12. Abby Phillip on CNN. Here it is. You heard Chunk Todd. Oh, yeah, these right-wing Republicans. Here is CNN. That was on Meet the Press, which is a nationally televised show. You know, Chunk has this Meet the Press, and he has Meet the Press Daily, which they recently announced they're taking off of MSNBC, where nobody watches it, to put it on their streaming platform, so absolutely nobody will watch it. Here's Abby Phillip lying to the dwindling audience at CNN.
Over the weekend, Adam Kinzinger highlighted the number three Republican in the House, Elise Stefanik's use of the white replacement theory in an ad. He wrote, did you know that Elise Stefanik pushes white replacement theory? The number three in the House GOP, Liz Cheney, got removed for demanding the truth. The Republican leader should be asked about this. it's not just Elise Stefanik. If you watch Fox News, this is the mainstay of their primetime hours. Tucker Carlson discusses it in sometimes euphemistic form, but not really that all that euphemistic. What does this country do about the way in which this idea of white replacement has just become part of our politics?
That has nothing to do with the, the guy's a racist. He's a racist, but he's a left-wing racist. And they're trying to tag Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and Tucker Carlson, who talks about it sometimes in euphemistic forms, whatever the hell that means. Listen, it is, go ahead and Google it. It's something that is being discussed, and they believe that things shouldn't be discussed, right? Like the governor of New York, who is calling for a crackdown on free speech after a left-wing radical attacked a grocery store in Buffalo, New York, because that's the natural response, right? White replacement theory. Adam Kinzinger, the good old reliable Adam Kinzinger. Now let's go to Chunk Todd yesterday, continuing on Meet the Press, which is a show that they apparently pay millions of dollars to host. And he is such a fraud. This guy is an imposter. And you look at his face, you can see that he knows he's an imposter, constantly rolling his lips and rubbing his hands together and looking confused. Chunk Todd yesterday.
Mr. Mayor, to sort of see this, we have this toxic stew of this growing right-wing ideology, easy access to guns, and our permissive internet culture that sort of rewards sharing some of this violent ideas.
Now, Chunk Todd, that's a hat trick for a Chunk. First, he blamed the right wing for a guy who self-describes as an authoritarian left-wing guy and a former communist. Then he goes after guns, because that's the Democrat Party project. Then the internet. So he goes after free speech. See, we've got to trample free speech because this left-wing radical shot up a grocery store, and they're going to lie to you about it and tell you that he's a right winger, and it's guns we have to crack down on, and the internet, free speech, got to crack down on that. Then he goes to the Reverend Al Sharpton, born of a crime, the Tawana Brawley fraud, which was perpetrated and it catapulted him into stardom with the left. That's when he weighed like 650 pounds and wore those velour shirts and had hair the same color as Jen Psaki's. Chunk and the Reverend Al.
Reverend Sharpton, we have a toxic stew
Reverend.
Here.
Toxic stew.
White supremacy ideology that's spreading.
It's spreading.
Easy access to guns.
Easy access.
Permissive internet culture that almost encourages sharing of this
almost
far-right ideology. Where do we start?
Far-right.
We start by changing the tone nationally.
Yeah, well, you're just the guy to do that. Yeah, Tawana Brawley. Okay, and then there's Chunk. Here it comes again. And, okay, so here's the far right. He's talking about the far right and all those other, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
You have to remember, this is an 18-year-old that is accused in Buffalo.
Thanks.
When he was 15, Charlottesville happened.
He was a
the
communist.
President of the United States at that time said there are good people or fine people on both sides.
He's lying.
So this gives him comfort.
That was, you know, they perpetuate the falsehoods forever because they can. They're the media. They're the ones that get to say. Now, again, Governor Kathy Hochul in New York demands tech CEOs remove radicalized content like the alleged Buffalo shooter's bone-chilling manifesto. Well, it turns out I had Mike Opelka sent me a link to the manifesto today. By the time I clicked on it, it had been removed again because they are the book burners, the internet book burners of the 21st century. They want to remove it because it proves that everything they're telling you is a lie. And that's why they're removing it. When he was 15 years old, Charlottesville happened. President Trump, and this has been debunked time and again, and Chunk didn't correct him because he's a fraud and a charlatan and a Democrat apparatchik. President Trump was talking about the debate over whether to tear down the statue in the park. And there are historical preservationists on one side and the violent mob tearing down statues of American history like the Taliban on the other side. That's the left, of course. So he perpetuates the falsehood. And then he says, yeah, when he was 15, that happened. When he was 15, he self-described as a communist. Now he self-describes as an authoritarian left, member of the authoritarian left. but he'd like to be called a populist. I don't think you're going to be called a populist. Just saying. But that's our news media. Just a couple of key omissions, and the story is a completely different story. Then you can go around saying, oh, right-wing Republican, mainstream Republican, right-wing, internet, crackdown, Second Amendment. And, you know, that's and it's the Republicans. It's all a big lie. It's the big lie, as their boy Joey Goebbels of the Socialist Workers Party described it. Well, it's finally happened. The Federal Reserve is realizing the dire straits our economy is in now thanks to our insane monetary policy. Apparently, it turns out you can't just print and spend trillions of dollars every year without repercussions. Now, to play catch-up, the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates. You may have noticed they say they're going to raise interest rates 7 times this year. You know, we're already seeing the ripple effects in the housing market as our buying power diminishes. Have you considered what could happen if the stock market, if our economy stalls out? Why not take some of the profits, what you've been saving your whole life, your nest egg, from the stock market now and firm them up with gold from Birch Gold? You know that throughout history, gold has maintained its value better than any other investment in the history of the world. All you have to do is text Chris to 989898, and you're going to get a free zero-obligation information kit on investing in and holding gold in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Listen, they have countless 5-star reviews, really happy clients, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I trust the professionals at Birch Gold, and you can too. Just text Chris to 989898 and secure the gains that you've been working your whole life to secure, and do it while you can. You know that past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply. Yeah, they see this as an opportunity. 10 dead in Buffalo. Great opportunity for the Democrats. Never let a crisis go to waste. And President Biden and Jill are going there tomorrow. She's a doctor, you know. And no problem with taking resources away from the crisis this time, because they see it as politically advantageous as long as CNN and NBC keep lying about who the killer is.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, I once again did not leave myself enough time to go to a phone call, but I will shortly. And, you know, this is, it shouldn't be this hard to get to the truth in the age of the internet, but the Democrats see a tragedy in Buffalo, and they see it completely and entirely as an opportunity for the party. It's truly extraordinary. They say, well, we can first of all blame Republicans, even though he self-identifies as a leftist and former communist. We will go after guns, blame guns again, and crack down on speech on the internet. We got the Disinformation Governance Board. It cuts both ways now.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Also note that Chunk Todd, as Michael pointed out during the break, Chunk uses the same litany, oh, this right-wing hate. Guy self-describes as communist left-winger. And he uses white supremacists and right-wing as though they are interchangeable. In fact, you know, like at Rolling Stone, where that fired, disgraced former journalist is now typing for the radical left. They and the Democrats have worked very hard over the course of decades to equate the party of Lincoln, of emancipation, the party of civil rights, the Republican Party, with racism, when, of course, the Democrat Party is the party of racism. Their entire history, I think, starting when they fired on Fort Sumter in 1861, is the history of racism in the United States of America. But in an effort, and a largely successful effort, I've got to say, to shed their actual history, they have tried to reframe reality and say, no, the Republicans are the ones who are racist. It's, you know, it's like a form of mob violence. Just amazing. By the way, did you also see that gas prices in the United States once again hit another record high, $4.48 per gallon for regular. Diesel is much more expensive. You see it for $6.50 a gallon for diesel around the country. And, you know, every big rig truck, every 18-wheeler runs on diesel pretty much. And that means everything is going to be much more expensive getting to where you live, getting to the grocery stores where their shelves are empty. And by the way, what's Joe Biden doing about gas prices? He's, they took some gas out of the strategic reserve. Really, and gas prices keep going up. I guess that didn't work very well. And what's he doing about baby formula? Well, sending it to the southern border, of course, where they're very well stocked with baby formula. That's Joe Biden. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Phil, calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Phil, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Plant. Look, the reason I called is because this terrible shooting happened. Nobody's blaming the shooter. It's his fault that he did what he did. I don't care why he did it. I hope he gets a death penalty. But more importantly, as soon as this shooting happened, all the Democrats blew right past the gun laws and went right for the constitutional right of free speech. They said the government should control the right of free speech in America. They're openly saying that right now, and that's got to stop.
Well, that's their program. They are, listen, this killer described himself as, now that he's evolved away from communism, as the authoritarian left. He says, in his own words, that he represents the authoritarian left. That's his view. Now he's 18 years old. He's a psychopath, and all of that matters. But he said when he was 12, he was deep into communist ideology. Ask any of his old high school friends, and they'll tell you. Then from 15 to 18, I consistently moved farther to the right. Now he's all the way, he says, over to, he says, mild, moderate, authoritarian left. I don't think of authoritarian left as being mild or moderate by any stretch of the imagination or by any description. But honestly, when I'm looking at this, Phil, I saw the story today from Yahoo News with New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. Spreading like wildfire, she says. New York Governor Kathy Hochul demands tech CEOs remove radicalizing content like the alleged Buffalo shooter's bone-chilling manifesto, the one where he self-describes as a communist and a leftist. And so it has been removed. And every time it pops up, the left is removing it from the internet. It keeps getting swatted down. My friend Mike Opelka this morning had what he believed was a link to the actual manifesto. A short time later, you click on the link and poof, they've made it vanish again. Now that's the authoritarian left. That's the anti-free speech left. Kathy Hochul is a mainstream Democrat, and she is the authoritarian left when she's talking about trampling free speech. Chunk Todd summed it up in a neat package for the Democrats. Blame Republicans for a guy who says he's a leftist and go after guns and free speech. That's what Chunk Todd did repeatedly yesterday. We're going to have to trample free speech. Now, they just created the DGB, the Disinformation Governance Board, not the elimination of disinformation, but to govern disinformation, presumably a deliberate choice of words. Speaking of which, I don't know if you saw this, but the Phil, over the weekend, we learned that the ultra MAGA thing was put together after 6 months of work by left-wing groups on relabeling MAGA supporters, Trump supporters, and so on. And it turns out that, you know, President Trump loves it. He's using it now. Conservatives and Republicans are using ultra MAGA all over the place because they're so backward. The leftists are so backward. But here comes Kathy Hochul and Chunk Todd in the media after free speech and the Reverend Al Sharpton. And he calls him very respectfully and deferentially, Reverend Sharpton. The guy is the biggest charlatan since Elmer Gantry. Are you kidding me? Well, he was ordained when he was 12 or 13 years old. This is a clown car. Our media is a disgrace to Western civilization and a danger and a threat to Western civilization. Oh, speaking of which, see Nancy Pelosi going after the Supreme Court again, too, I think, endangering the lives of members of the Supreme Court with her insane rhetoric. But of course, you are 100% correct, Phil, in that they see here is a mass shooting. Let's lie about it and frame it as a right winger. Because they're all racists anyway. They harvest the organs of 40% of the black babies in the United States and give out awards for it in the name of Margaret Sanger. And here comes the Democrat governor of New York crying. Now, so, I mean, again, Michael and I were talking about this morning. They have the Disinformation Governance Board, which is a government agency. They have stood up to go after speech that they disagree with. They just call everything disinformation. This is what George Orwell warned us about. This is the authoritarianism of the 20th century creeping into the 21st century, and they are the creeps. The left are the creeps doing the creeping. And here comes mainstream Kathy Hochul demands tech CEOs remove radicalized content like the alleged Buffalo shooters. Bone-chilling manifesto. Right? So there it is. And they are removing it today. And are they removing it because it reveals that he self-describes as a communist slash authoritarian leftist? Is that why they're removing it? Because this is what you got to keep your eyes peeled for when the government, the state, in this case, the party, capital T, capital P, start announcing that they're going to crack down on and create government boards and departments and agencies that will police speech. And we had Barack Obama in the Silicon Valley a week and a half ago, smiling and telling them that in Silicon Valley that they have to start cracking down on speech that the party disapproves of, the Democrat Party.
That's just crazy. That's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
That's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
We have to fight this, you know? We have to fight it.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And, you know, I try to do a little bit in that regard every day by revealing the truth, just telling the truth. I'm just wild about the truth. And these guys are the biggest, most pathological liars I've seen in my lifetime. And this is the mainstream Democrat Party. And again, and the news media is the mainstream Democrat Party, too.
While content moderation can limit the distribution of clearly dangerous content.
Clearly dangerous. To who?
It doesn't go far enough.
Doesn't go far. Got to go farther. Much farther. Where do you go? The left, and look, who was Barack Obama's childhood mentor? Frank Marshall Davis, a card-carrying member of the Communist Party of the United States of America. Bernie Sanders, a Bolshevik mainstream of the Democrat Party, honeymooned in the Soviet Union, the USSR. He's not on our side. He's anti-capitalist. This squad put in place by a radical left-wing group that pick people out of a crowd, the more radical, the better. But they sell them to us like they're a can of peas, you know. And Barack Obama was sold to us like he was a can of peas, too, because it's all a horrible television show, and the left controls the television show. And now they want to control more and more and more. I've been saying this for years. Give them everything they want. And you know what they're going to say? They want more. Then you give them that, and they're going to want more again. It is the nature of the beast. They are authoritarian, galloping toward totalitarianism in the United States of America. And yes, Phil, you are 100% correct. We have to fight it. And you know, in the American way, in the correct way. And we do it with the truth. You know, I've always been a big fan of, oh, you know, they've turned free speech into, oh, you're a free speech absolutist. Like, that's a bad thing. I'm a free speech guy. You bet. I'll even let you mental cases say all of the insane things that you say, knowing that they're lies. Oh, right wing. Now, this guy in Buffalo, he's a racist, and he's an anti-Semite, and he hates Fox News, and he is no fan of Republicans. It's in his manifesto. And then he self-describes, and oh, my God, they got it's whack-a-mole. They've got to kill his manifesto wherever it surfaces on the Internet. And mainstream Democrats like Kathy Hochul demands that tech CEOs remove information. So there's the Disinformation Governance Board, the DGB, run by that radical mental case lunatic with her singing, chim-chiminy or whatever it was, with her own words. And she is a radical and extremist who has spread disinformation about Russian collusion and Hunter Biden's laptop and the emails. She is a frothy disinformation, a fount of disinformation. And she's a hero in the media and the Democrat Party. For the media is anti-free speech in America. That could be the end of days. And honestly, you know, let's go to the Nancy Pelosi soundbite attacking the Supreme Court. This is disinformation that would be banned, you see, if only the politics were a little different. Here is Nancy Pelosi with Dana Bash. Dana Bash's ex-husband, Jeremy Bash, is one of the corrupt leftist politicians that signed on to that intelligence letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop and the emails sure looked like Russian disinformation on the lead up to Election Day. And so it's all so crooked. It's the fix is in all over the place. Rub-a-dub-dub in a Democrat hot tub. And here's Dana Bash, the corrupt ex-husband, Jeremy Bash, Democrat Party thing. And then she's interviewing Nancy Pelosi, fellow Democrats everywhere. Let's go to Jake Tapper, former Democrat Hill staffer. Let's go to Jim Sciutto, former Obama administration official. These are Democrat Party organizations on television posing as news organizations when they're not. Here's Nancy Pelosi talking to Dana Bash about that awful, terrible Supreme Court and how, you know, everybody has to be crushed.
Who would have ever suspected that a creature like Donald Trump would become president of the United States, waiving a list of judges that he would appoint, therefore getting the support of the far right, and appointing those anti-freedom justices to the court?
Anti-freedom justices. Remember when Fauci said, he was on yesterday too, and he was asked whether he would stay on if Donald Trump were reelected, and he said no. So, I mean, the left, you know, the bureaucracy, the permanent bureaucracy, skews very heavily to the left, the career bureaucrats. And there is the terrible, awful Supreme Court, that creature. We should just refer to Pelosi as the varmint from now on. Hey, varmint. Yosemite Sam style, she's the varmint. She calls the former president a creature, and the far right. The far right and these anti-freedom justices, and this kind of rhetoric. You may remember Chuck Schumer also went to the Supreme Court and threatened specifically by name Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Now, that's the kind of hate speech, the dangerous rhetoric that leads to violence while their Democrats have fielded mobs in the street going to the justices' homes and threatening their families. Let's ask Kathy Hochul, should we limit that bone-chilling hate speech, that dangerous speech that's spreading like wildfire from the Democrats? Or when the Republicans take over Congress, should they start passing laws to trample the free speech rights of the left? This is an anti-democratic Democratic Party. The Democratic Party isn't. Friendly fire isn't. The Democratic Party isn't. And this killer is of the left, but you're not going to hear that from the creepy, creepy, corrupt news media. We are living through a very filthy era in the United States of America, and it's tragic. It honestly is. You know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses proven Oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses in the air, odors, mold spores, and more. Running right now in my living room all over the place. Listen, people across the nation are raving about how great the Eden Pure Thunderstorm is, how it freshens the air in their homes. Musty, mildewy smells vanish after just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. More than 200,000 already sold. You know, it works like a charm. Mike wrote, Plant endorsed your product, and he was actually telling the truth. That's what it says. He wrote into the company right there. He was actually telling the truth. Any odor will disappear when you use the thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smokes, leftists, and more. No match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to buy and replace again and again on a schedule. Forget about it. Right now, you can save $200 American dollars on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You're going to get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared with some other air purifiers can go for over $600 each. You can put one in your basement, in your bedroom, in your family room. You can put them anywhere. Anywhere you like clean, fresh air. And with a special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code CHRIS3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3, and shipping is free. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those rascally leftists shooting up grocery stores in Buffalo, New York, and then trying to pass the buck. Like the left always does. No, it's Putin's fault. They should blame Putin. Trump. Well, they are blaming Trump, actually. This is the left. This is the Democratic Party. This is the news media. But I repeat myself.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Now, we played a little bit of the Reverend Al Sharpton, Resist We Much, with his friend Chunk on Face the Meat yesterday. And my friend Brian pointed out that there were several problems with their exchange. Now, the violence in Charlottesville happened August 12th, 2017. That is now 5 years ago, coming up on 5 years ago. And the 18-year-old leftist that killed all those people in Buffalo was 13 at the time, all right, because it's 5 years ago. Here's Chunk and the Rev, Resist We Much.
You have to remember, this is an 18-year-old that is accused in Buffalo. When he was 15, 13. Charlottesville happened. The president of the United States at that time said there are good people or fine people on both sides. So this gives him comfort.
See, that's, and again, you may remember what President Trump actually said.
You had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Should be condemned totally, and he said, but tell you about tearing down the statues. There are people, historic preservationists, that were on the other side. And by the way, there was a left-wing mob there wearing masks with clubs attacking people, and but pay no attention. So it was he was actually 13 years old at the time. It was actually 5 years ago. President Trump didn't say what he said, but if you get your news from Chunk Todd and NBC News, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, and you think that the Reverend Al Sharpton of Tawana Brawley and Gasoline Hair, if you think that these are legitimate sources for news and information, then you're not smart.
Oh,
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.